The Pasadena morning was crisp, the air carrying the scent of nearby eucalyptus. Robert sat at the shop desk, the city grid blueprints spread out before him. The threat from the night before was still fresh, but it was being replaced by a new, more practical concern, the manufacturing scale-up. Dorothy leaned against the door, holding a thermos of coffee. "We've got the local steel mill on the line, Robert. They're asking about the alloys we specified. They say it's non-standard for a grid of this size. It's non-standard because it's designed to handle the thermal load of a desert-to-city transition," Robert explained, not looking up. "Tell them if they can't handle the spec, we'll take our business to the shop in the valley." "They'll handle it," Dorothy chuckled. "They know the tower's name is attached to this contract now. Nobody wants to be the one to back out on the city's golden child." Robert finally looked up, his eyes sharp. "We aren't golden children, Dorothy. We're just the only ones who finished the design honestly. Let's keep it that way. I don't want any favors that come with strings." Minnie walked in, her arms filled with folders from the city planning office. "The permits for the substation are in, but there's a catch. They want us to integrate a redundant backup system from a private contractor." Robert stood up, his jaw tightening. "A private contractor? That sounds like a backdoor. If we integrate their tech, we lose the autonomy of the grid."
"Exactly," Minnie said. "I told them we'd review the technical specs, but that any system added must be open source, or we walk away from the deal entirely."
"Good," Robert said. "We built this to be transparent. If they want to add something proprietary, they can do it on their own time." Outside, the shop's bay door opened to reveal a group of students from the local technical college. They had heard about the project and wanted to see the workshop in action. Robert watched them, seeing the same spark of curiosity he had seen in the boy from the desert.
"This is it, Min," he said, gesturing toward the students. "The grid isn't just about power. It's about showing the next generation that the world doesn't have to operate on secrets."
"They're ready to learn, Robert," she replied.
"Then let's teach them," he said, walking toward the group with a renewed sense of purpose. The city was noisy, and the old ghosts were watching, but the work here was solid. The grid would be built, and the truth would be the foundation. As the morning proceeded, the shop became a hive of activity. The blueprints were transformed into physical components under the watchful eyes of the students. Robert moved among them, the tension of the siege fading into the background. They were in Pasadena, they were on the right side of history, and the Towers family was finally, truly building.